something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
it's the Shoutout Show.
Hey, are you the Wiggles guy? It's the Wiggles guy.
And Trailer Park Boys turns 20. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
All right, okay. We're ready to go here. It's, cue the track. Small level of volume. Turn it up there, all right? Hello, this is Reginald Stevenson on Aurelia's Community Radio. And as usual, this weekend, we'll be talking about success and how to get there. This is a song that really gets me started in the morning. I usually sit on the bed and put on my socks to this one. Anyway, we have a local musician on the show this week. His name is Stevie B. And he is a, sorry to turn this down a bit. He is a singer-songwriter. Let's just bring him on anyway. Hey, Stevie B, how are you?
What's up, everybody in radio land? It's your boy, Stevie B. Shout out to Reginald for having me on.
Yes. So how long have you been playing music?
Oh man, since I've been playing music since way back in the day. Shout out my mom and pops for having me. First of all, shout out my sibling, Big Mike. Shout out Donna, my babysitter. Like since way back in the day, I've just been like really like into like making music and like beats and like music and beats.
Beats, I'd rather. Do you write your own material?
Yeah. Shout out to I work with Steffi G. You probably heard our collab Stevie B and Steffi
yes.
G.
No, but Steffi G does. She does help here as an intern.
Yeah. So shout out Steffi G. She's my girl. Like not in that way, but shout out. Kalinda, because she is my girl in that way, and I don't want her thinking there's anything going on with Steffi G. So shout out Steffi G, shout out Kalinda, shout out mom and dad, you know, shout out everyone out there in Radio Land. So just shouts to everyone. Shout out to you, Reginald, again for having me on.
Thank you again. What are your aspirations as a singer-songwriter?
Well, I mean, it's that thing, you know? My grade 11 English teacher...
Oh, by the way, shout out to my my keep at home, Gary. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay, shout out, Gary. Sure, you're getting in on the shout out game. Yeah, I was going to say shout out to Mr. Donaldson, my grade 11 English teacher, who was like, you know what? Just keep, like, writing and, like... music and like beats and like so now here I am like I'm 19 I'm the music and beats and I'm writing and so I mean shout out to everybody who's like writing and like beats and like music. Oh sorry, shout out to the guy behind the glass. Your producer just like nodded his head at me. What's his name?
He doesn't work here. He works with the sports affiliate.
Oh, shout out sports. Yeah, like sports, like that's the thing. I'm an athlete too. Like I tried basketball, but I didn't really like that. But I tried hockey, but I didn't like that either. But like honestly, shout out to everybody who's like just trying to find their thing.
So when Stevie, when you play guitar and you sit and you have your tambourine and you sit on the cajon and you play that, what kind of songs do you sing for the people at the, in the mall?
Well, honestly, man, like, Reginald, I don't... It's not like I play guitar, Percy. I more, like, tap on it. Like, it's more like that rhythmic, like, kind of, like, groove, like, thing. Like, I just want to shout out to, like, the history of African drummers. And, like, I want to shout out to, like, honestly, like, the percussion, like, the marching band of my high school. Shout out to the Tigers. Because, like, back in the day, that's where I really, like, learned my, like... love. Like, ever since I was like two, I can remember like watching TV and seeing like instruments and stuff and people making beats and stuff. And shout out to like those people on TV.
Yes.
Who really kind of just like laid the foundation for like, and shout out to my mom and dad, because they like obviously wouldn't be here without them.
A shout out to Fele Kuti for his rhythmic prowess.
Who?
If you're talking about rhythm, you might as well throw out Fela Kuti, a wonderful rhythmatist singer. Oh, anyway.
Bill, the guy in the police band in town? He plays the big drum? Yeah, shout out to Bill and shout out to police marching band and parades and stuff. And honestly, shout out to all the people that make floats. Like, those are sick.
Shout out to the wonderful trees outside of the studio. It was just blossoming in spring, and it's just beautiful to
watch. You know, typically, like, I would be more apt to say, like, shout out to, like, the people working to take care of the tree, like, pruning the bushes and stuff.
No!
I don't really shout out inanimate objects.
Shout out to the chipmunk crawling up the tree right now.
I mean, you do your thing, Reginald. Like, shout out to you for, like, just being open to shouting out whatever, but like, honestly, I just wanted to say, like, I was walking in here today and I noticed like the garbage cans from the town are empty, and like, honestly, like, shout out to whoever empties them. Honestly, like,
shout out.
Well, no, shout out. Shout out to everyone in the world though.
Shout out to who put this Kahlua in my coffee moments ago.
Okay.
Shout.
Reginald's doing his thing. Okay.
Yes, so do you have any shows coming up at the, I heard you're going to be doing some shows at the GO train station.
Yeah. So check this out. Shout out to my people at the GO. There's Mary. Shout out to Ethan. Shout out to Sammy. That's my big three right there. They told me not to play in the GO station anymore. But you know what? Shout them out still. Because
out to a GO train stop that goes up even to North Bay without a bus. Shout out to that.
Well, yeah, kind of. But like, honestly, like, shout out. Like, I got love for people that like, I don't know, that like just like help me on my journey. Like, even the haters. Like, honestly, like, they are the ones that still like, I wouldn't like be where I like am without like them hating me. Because honestly,
shout out to Bridge Mixture. I love Bridge Mixture.
Yeah, so in that case, typically I would say something like, "I, you know, I'm down with Bridge Mixture," or something.
Could be the death of me one day.
I've never really shouted out food per se, but honestly, like, shout out the guy that thought of Bridge Mixture and Chicago Mix. Like, shout out to them. Like, that's pretty cool, you know.
Thank you for coming on to the show, Stevie B. Would you perhaps like to, maybe, I know you don't have your guitar with you, but maybe you'd like to do a cappella version of one of your tracks.
Yeah. First of all, this, I'd like to just shout out Steffi G, because she helped me with this, and but also my girl Kalinda. Want to shout out my mom and dad real quick. Want to shout out you, Reginald, again, and the guy behind the glass who doesn't work here, and honestly, the sports affiliate guy. Like, just shout out like the GO train people, like Sammy. Want to shout out Gary, who lives with you. Want to shout out, honestly, just like the Tigers marching band and like the police band and the parades in town, and shout out to the people that make the floats. Quick shout out to someone I haven't mentioned yet, and that's Dennis, DZD. He's my math tutor, but honestly, he's like, don't be afraid of numbers, bro. And you know what? He's right. So shout out DZD and all my people, you know? Shout out Leonard.
Shout out to the Almond Joy Bar. Underrated chocolate bar.
Yeah, again, more, that'd be something I'd be more apt to say like I'm down with it. But Reginald, shout out to you for like giving shout outs to stuff that like I never would have thought of. So honestly, like, my biggest shout out goes to you, but I also have a shout out to me, because like, I'm
shout
doing
out
it.
To early morning sex, Stevie B.
Yeah, you know,
thank you for coming on the show this afternoon.
Yep.
I'm really happy you came.
Yeah. I like Reginald.
Thank you for coming everyone, it's time for me to get back to Gary.
Reginald, what's his deal?
He's just guzzling the rest of the Kahlua now?
I was driving home the other day and I heard a community radio station and it was so endearing and adorable, but they had on some young artists and they were so earnest and sincere and throwing shout outs around. And the thing that was cracking me up is some people had rap handles and some people had super common. It was like when at Popular Girl, our erotic dancer was Marie-Josée Bilodeau. Like some of them had funny stage names and some were just like the actual name. So they were shouting out like, yeah, I want to shout out my boy BZ and also Wanda. Was just cracking me up, but they were
just
so
ran, like every question and like the beginning, the answer had shout outs.
Yeah, wouldn't even get to the answer of the question before they'd be like, but honestly, first I gotta shout out my boy Kevin.
I've never heard that move.
It's cute.
Never heard it at all. Oh, hey, you know what? See, sunny out there. We had a little bit of snow, but we're burling straight into spring now, I think.
Well, I wonder if we got your snow, because it was snowing here this morning, which seems inconceivable the last week of April. Yeah. But tomorrow's supposed to be sunny and 13.
We got 2 days of snow, so we're burling back into spring. Yes, it's out. Not that we can go anywhere, but yeah. I've been on a two-week lockdown that just ended today from... my son's class in school.
It's over?
Classmate. Just ended, yeah. So we got a COVID test on Wednesday. And they said they'd call if it was any positives. They haven't called, so I assume probably no positives. But So
how does that work? A kid in your son's class was positive? So then they're like, whoa, shutting her down?
Well, that was just before school at the break ended started, so yeah. So
all right.
We all got tested, yeah, right before the break. And the cases have been so high here, just been straight up lockdown. But I got the nose banger test on Wednesday.
I got a nose banger too yesterday, and I sat down. Person was super friendly, and my move was, do you have a nickname like the Rammer or the Dove? Like, what's your kind of approach here? And she said, they call me Jammy. And I was like, oh, that's great.
Jammy.
But this is the thing that she told me. If you tilt your head back too far, it hurts. So there's a sweet spot where if you tilt it back a little bit.
Slightly.
Yeah, that kind of makes it a straight shot. So I kept waiting for the glue, and it never came.
Yeah, same here. We all got it. And, they were smart to say it doesn't hurt unless you move. So that helps to not move anything. But yeah, you can tell it's like so far in your nose that it's... uncomfortable, definitely not. Like if it stayed in there, you'd probably be like, okay, that's getting annoying, and it would probably be a good way to torture somebody because it's very sensitive there. But yeah, just a quick rip and it's out, 5 seconds, nothing. But I actually signed up for the vaccine and I'm still waiting for that.
Which one? AZ?
Over 40. Yeah, the AZ banger. I'll fire the AZ bangs.
So,
I'll be the Astra boy.
So I was thinking about a rapper named AZ who's like, man, I got so many haters.
oh, for sure.
AZ. So the knock on AZ is that there are some blood clots in women under 40. Do I have that right?
I think there was a couple. Yeah, there's been like 6 in a million or something like that.
Yeah,
is the chances, and but that doesn't mean like you get a blood clot and you're done. They're treatable, so it's
Yeah, again, not completely perfect, but nothing is. You get COVID, there's a lot better chance you're going to get a blood clot. Or if you get blood clots flying in a chance. There's all kinds of the risky stuff that can bring on blood clots.
So what was Doug Ford doing? He was hiding in his house?
Well, he had one vaccine a couple weeks or a week ago or something. So I guess he's still waiting on a second. He came into contact with someone that tested positive, so he went into 2-week quarantine. But like, more like paid sick leave. Which, you know, nobody can do when they're in a business that's just ram-jammed or, you know, working the front lines of an essential workplace that don't have that opportunity to just shut it down for 2 weeks with pay.
But the trajectory of the story was something like he said he couldn't work his computer and so he was home.
Oh,
and
no, yeah.
What's the computer?
Well, the other thing is, how about the hit? He has 2014 Blackberries. That's what he uses, and he buys stacks of them with parts and everything. And he gets them at some dude, like, fires them up. Like, how classic is that?
Why does he do that?
There's no excuse for that. That, to me, is, like, the quintessential move for a lazy person that just wants to have an excuse for when you sent them an email that they didn't open it or can't open it. Hmm. Right? Oh, I can't open that on there. Well, maybe because your phone's 8 years old.
So that was his thing. I can't open it.
I'm sure it is that, like, if I had a phone that, like, a BlackBerry, that any attachment that you send, there's, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to make it. With, you know, the new modern. Yeah. So it's almost like, just making sure that, like, what you can't say, like, oh, I like the keyboard, really? Like, it's such a stupid excuse to say no. That makes sense that you want to have that still. The security, Doug, really? You can't encryption.
What is?
Give me a break.
What is the argument for a BlackBerry?
Well, the only thing I could think of is, like, security, but, like, I'm sure it doesn't matter. And there's no such thing as security with a cell phone anymore. If you're on a network, you're out. You're out there.
Someone's ganking your life.
I don't know what the hell, like, the point, the any pluses at all. But, the guy's it's one after the other of behavior that, like, he definitely doesn't know what he's doing. The hot spots have continued to be in crisis mode. There's still, like, lineups for days in all these vaccination places that are in place. It's just a recipe for disaster.
Woof.
Yeah, man. It's really bad. I don't know, and it's all his fault for not. I mean, the federal government offered to bring in the Red Cross to try and roll out the vaccine quicker. He said, "No, I don't need it." He said, "We don't have enough vaccines," which is bullshit because there's still a bunch sitting in freezers.
So, are you guys going squirrely? Like, are you coming up with new games or new things to do, or like, how are you putting in the time?
Yeah. Just a lot. Well, we can't even, can't even look at houses or anything like that.
Oh, right.
Can't leave the house. Well, we can now. It just ended 2 weeks. So, it's been ridiculous.
So
a lot of looking on the internet at places.
Well, I guess listings are probably down, too. Did Annalise get the nose poke, or do they give the kids a swish?
Everybody. They all got the nose poke.
Was anyone freaked out?
No. Everybody was the same. That was definitely kind of, you could tell, it probably would have hurt if I moved or something. But no, not a big deal at all. Annalise is, like, crazy with that stuff.
What do you mean?
She doesn't care about anything. Like, she doesn't get scared. She's had a lot of, like, unfortunate dental stuff, like teeth things that are painful since she was really young. So she's been in, had a lot of, and then when she was sick, she went through that really, she has a really high kind of pain threshold where she's just like, eh, no big deal. She's really strong and then not afraid of anything like needles or any, none of them are. It's pretty
good. Then you have to buck up. You can't be.
Exactly.
You can't be like, whimpering.
It's like, well, it's like roller coasters. I don't go on them, and they're all about it. I've been on rides with Anna where she's been like, Dad, calm down.
I wonder if that's, like, innate. Where does that come from? Why isn't she scared of that?
She's just got that... because she realizes the reality, I think. If you know... You're strapped in on a thing that's just simulating falling and all that, and you understand how you're not going to get hurt at all. That there's a realization that the safety kicks in, so you don't really get scared. Where I don't have that option, I can't do that. Where I'm like, you're okay. Nothing bad is going to happen.
Well, I wonder if it's like, something to do with age. Because at a certain point, when you've had enough knocks and bruises, you're like, "I'm that's not worth the risk to me."
Well, yeah, and I used to go on roller coasters as a kid, and there was a point when I think it was like Sky Rider in 1984 or 5, and I was like 9 or 10, and at that one ride, because you get jostled around and you're standing up. And you get kind of pounded, and you're that first standing up going down the really steep decline, I just got like, my knees were buckling. And I ever since then, I was like, I don't like that feeling right before you fall, go on that, like it's just too much. So
my friend Jarrett.
It's kind of the wimp mentality, but I'm fine with that. Same with zip lining and stuff like that. I can't do it, happily won't do it. It's all good.
My friend Jarrett, it's almost too graphic to share, but my friend Jarrett tells a story about being on the Ferris wheel and then looking behind, like backstage, and one of the gentlemen that operated the Ferris wheel was getting his bird washed.
Oh my God.
On a pile of cardboard boxes.
How greasy is that?
I mean... pretty.
He's trying.
Pretty greasy.
They were trying to get some discretion, at least. They weren't. It's not like they were. The guy's got like what? Three minutes.
Well, I assume he was on his break. I assume he was like, "Can you cover for me for a minute?" I don't think it's like okay. The last car is.
It wasn't like. Nikki Six, like during a drum solo styles.
Was that him?
No, I'm just saying, like those bands, like Motley Crue, like they literally had. That's what would be going on with members as soon as one of them was off the stage.
No,
for sure. Yeah, they had like a so greasy. They had like a. They called it the litter box underneath the stage where they would bring in girls to hang out. And then they would come down there in breaks and then like get it on with the groupsies.
Barf, they'd be so mousy.
So greasy.
Like covered in 20 sweat. Minute
drum solo and they're all down in their big gong bong.
Wow.
So naive. For sure. Even Tex getting in there.
No, really?
Probably. Imagine, man, that's fucking disgusting, but that's totally happened, man, with a lot of those big rock bands.
So
when they were like partying all the time. It was just like everything had to be escalated and everything was just beyond.
So typically is the procuring of drugs and women and whatever, is that the manager's job or is that a specific like a specific person's job? Like
it's there were like Van Halen had people, not like when I was on tour, but they in a sense because it was like when you came into a town, you had people that were like going to strip joints to get like all the strippers and all the girls at all the places to come out to the show, like tickets and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
They had people that did that. Like, you want to come party with the band? Those guys.
So if I'm a stripper...
They would go and recruit in cities, or they would have local crew in each place that, like, they knew how to get things, that styles, like drugs and all that stuff.
If I'm a stripper in Newark, is it enough to get tickets to Van Halen, or is there money involved? Or, like, partying with the band for a good story is probably enough. Yeah.
It's up to the person that goes to whatever they're doing, but generally it means, like, you know, the guys want to have sex with dancers backstage or wherever it is. Like, that's what partying means. You want to hang out, drink, and have sex with the band? Then come out.
Mm. I wonder if the Moffats had that guy.
I don't think so.
Their stepdad. I knew it.
It's like, I'm saying, it's the bands that were in excess. That, like, that was their thing. Like, the partying, drugs, like, just... And there are bands that, like, got over that and stopped doing it. And there are bands that never even would think of doing that and never did anything like it. But I'm saying there's certain types of bands... Like your Papa Roach styles, that just like it's a party, man. So like, bring
no
the party.
Papa Roach.
Yeah, I was reading a tweet by the Max Collins from Eve Six, was saying he was on the Papa Roach bus, smoking weed with the guys, and they were like, there was porno on in the front lounge and the back lounge, like while they were doing that. Cool. That was the vibes.
Ugh.
Like watching porno in the back, but like just dudes.
With a group of dudes. Because like,
then like they get to the show and then all the strippers are there and the party gets going. And it's the same. They keep that on the TV when they're in there too. Just for the ambiance and the culture awareness of what this is the level we're at here.
If I was an adult entertainer in Newark and someone was like, hey, do you want to party with Papa Roach? I think my answer would be no.
No. But I'm saying, no. Like, back when they were having big songs on the radio and playing big shows. But I'm sure, like, even now, if they went out there, like, unless they've reformed, they're partying and that's... That's how it's going to go down tonight.
Do you think that was a specific era in music? Or do you think that's like there are always those bands, like since the dawn of time?
Always. It's a type of person. It's a person that is like living to excess, like that mentality. Usually they're addicted to drinking and drugs, and that's just part of it.
Well, I remember Hugh Dillon saying...
I'm not saying...
Every guy in a band has their thing. And gal. It's... Either gambling or drugs or drinking or
yeah,
sex.
Exactly. It's not... even if it's like, okay, it's working out. So that means they're working out 8 hours a day to the point where it's like, I don't want to like talk about working out again when they're... you know what I mean? That's all it is. Or Alice Cooper, it's golf. Like all the guy talks about is golf and wants to golf and plays golf every day. Otherwise, he's like guzzling anything he can find and, you know, getting behind the wheel of a car or something.
You see that a lot, like replacement behaviors.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man. Crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff. So wild that you got to witness it at that level. Like, I assume the novelty wears off. For Eddie Van Halen, like,
yeah.
It's pretty fun for the first 15 years, and then might be hard to catch a buzz.
When we were doing shows with Van Halen, it wasn't the band anymore that were doing that, but the crew still had parties that were going like that. So it's like they were maintaining it on some level.
If I was an adult entertainer from Newark, and it was like, do you want to come party with Van Halen's crew? Well, I don't know.
Oh my God, no fucking right? way. No way. Well, that's like bikers. You want to come party with some bikers? Like, fucking forget it. They're like pirates. They're in and out of town for one night. Forget it. Mm. No way. I remember, I told you, remember that story of there was one guy on the Van Halen tour, and it's like a classic lifer that was a typical of a lot of the, you know, guys on the road at the time. And this guy was just pounding rails, doing one after the next, like snorting it up, but to the point where he started going like screaming and blibberish and like collapsed, and they had to take him to the hospital.
What?
He totally OD'd. He OD'd, man.
What do you mean? Like, that was the end of
it? I was like, hey, where's that guy? Oh, no, he was like, yeah, he was out for like three shows, and then he was back.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's rough, man.
You see those kind of guys, those crazy, like, man, that guy, like, there's like the guy that everyone knows that gets rough and banged up on holidays, but then there's the lifer guys that you see that are on the road that are just savages in a sense.
I know, but then at a certain point, okay, so then you're 51 and no one will hire you anymore because you're that guy. Then what do?
You have a heart attack and die, generally. That's how it goes. Big time. Or you, like, lose your gig and you live in poverty. That's the other one.
Oh, my gosh. Live in drink poverty yourself. With your stories from the road.
Get a little water on the brain, shut down at 57 years old.
Hello.
Hello, mate. Hello. I can't see you anymore.
How powerful was the picture of the queen by herself at her husband's funeral. Man, she must be sad. She must feel like, what was the point of this with the Harry of it all? Queen's going through some things.
Well, there's a lot of downtime, I guess, when they're sitting and thinking. That's why the Queen Mother would crush a bottle of gin every day.
Would she really?
Yeah.
I liked her. I liked her spirit a lot.
A bottle of gin a day, keep you all right.
Breakfast of gin. I liked her spirit a lot. She liked to party. She was fun.
Yeah. They like to get into things. I figure there must be a lot of boozing going on in the royal family.
I guess.
Must be part of it.
Especially if they're not driving themselves anywhere. Although, Philip drove himself in the Land Rover, right?
He did?
Yeah. He even designed one.
He, like, looked like a zombie for the last, like, 20 years. Since the 70s, he's looked like a zombie anyway. So he's, like, the only guy who probably looked better in the casket.
It's like, aww. Oh, yeah.
He actually does look pretty good. He looks a little better, actually.
What a strange life, though.
Just, like, sitting in a car and looking at people?
Yeah, well, walking four steps behind...
Yeah.
The queen everywhere you went?
What else is he going to do? Right? It's not like he can... Try taking some... You know what I mean? Imagine this, like... Okay, try and be the typical male of the day and, like, telling her what to do. See how long that goes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you die of shredded glass in your salad. Oh, my! I'm bleeding him inside and out! Mother! Screaming from bed. Nobody's coming to get him.
Like, what was his life like at the end? Like, I wonder, like, do they share a bed?
What do you mean? He's like, they were just probably like, go to sleep, wake up, pass out on a chair somewhere, go around, fall asleep, and then go back to bed later.
I mean, it doesn't sound so bad, does it?
No. No, man. I wonder what his poison was.
Well, he liked ladies, didn't he?
Well, I'm sure. I don't know, man. Like, I would never study that stuff or got into that stuff. I'm not a fan of the whole concept of the monarchy, to be honest. I'm like how the give it back. All the stuff that they'd taken from around the world and put in museums there. Like, that's not cool, going into all of the places, taking people's best shit and, like, just putting it up in a museum. Like, the fuck is that all about?
I am colonizing
a whole fucking place and taking all their shit.
I mean, that's not great, but I'm fascinated in the family dynamics of it all. And,
well, sure, in the history fascinated and all that, but
the
still,
rumor is Kate and William fed, like, leaked stuff to the press about Meghan because William had an affair and they wanted to throw the press off the scent. Like, that happened? That's some juicy stuff, yeah.
I'm still thinking about, like, all the African gold and the rubies.
What was that?
I'm just saying, the pillaged African gold and all the stolen rubies and diamonds for over the centuries. Back in the king days, and it's go in there and just find me some stuff. I want a new vacation property. Let's take this island. Like, just those days. I'm just saying, like, it's happened. You can't say it didn't happen. I get it's, like, a long time ago, but it's really hard to be like, yeah, man, that's awesome. Let's look at that. You know, just, it's just the comp, you know, this the whole concept of leadership to the point where you have power and no one else does. Not a fan.
The thing that's weird about all this history and pomp and pageantry and circumstance and stuff, Buckingham Palace needs major repairs.
Yeah.
Like, it's falling apart. Imagine just the heating bill for Buckingham Palace.
Well,
and the roof leaks and there are buckets everywhere. And the only way to make money is to open Buckingham Palace to the public.
Yeah. Well, because imagine how much the costs of renovation would be. And they don't want to go public with anything. They want to keep everything.
But isn't the same true of 24 Sussex? It's a donkey clinic in there too, right?
Didn't they renovate it, though?
I think they were chipping away at it. And Stormway? What's the name of the house of the official leader of the opposition?
They got a swank pad there that needs work?
Yeah, it's rat fast.
Yeah, well, I don't want to pay for it, do you?
No.
Well,
you can stay at a Residence Inn. They have a waffle maker. Yeah, you got a breakfast.
Exactly. For sure, and then you can get paid, because they're getting paid.
Yeah, give them a living allowance for a home office.
Yeah. Are you the Wiggles guy?
I wonder,
hey, mate! In an elevator, imagine this was a real guy. Are you the Wiggles guy? Are you him? Well, come on, my son was supposed to come and meet you. Are you the Wiggles guy?
Wait till my son finds out who shared the alley with.
You're telling me you know I know it's you? He's a fucking Wiggles guy.
You're that guy from the Wiggles.
Hey, check him out. It's the Wiggles guy.
Everywhere you go in life.
Hey, the fucking guy from the Wiggles.
Enthusiasm but swearing.
Well, because you're like out at a football match. Oi! It's a fucking Wiggles guy! You know, loud.
That meant they couldn't go to a football match.
No.
Because it sounds like
it's a Wiggles guy. Hey, it's a fucking Wiggles guy. Hey, mate, the Wiggles guy over there.
He's got him in headlock. It's sitting on his chest.
Like an old, it's like an old Wiggle guy. Like the tall red one from the beginning, that guy. He's getting all thrown around by like 1,000 people.
Because
all those kids that saw him when they were kids are all them there now. They're all in their 30s just throwing him around. It's fucking Jeff! Get Jeff!
Did you watch Ted Lasso, by the way?
No, I didn't. I heard it's funny, though.
It's great.
You loved it, right? I heard it just got approved for a second season.
Yeah, I think they're shooting now.
Oh, yeah.
I love it because you spend the first half of it thinking he's the dumbest guy in the world, and the second half thinking he's the smartest guy in the world, and then you conclude that it doesn't matter. But yeah, he's like kind of gentle, kind guy.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Hugh Dillon, he's in Yellowstone.
Speaking of Hugh Dillon, oh, from the hockey stick talk.
Yeah.
He's in that Yellowstone?
Yeah, he's in that Yellowstone. Plays a sheriff.
That's a good gig.
And if you listen closely, he also is the voice of Chev Canada.
I know, and he's had that gig for over 10 years now.
I remember Donald Sutherland gets a new Volvo every January 1st. And in addition to being paid, and I remember Hugh saying his only deal with Chev is that he can't be the voice of anything else, but they pay him a retainer to just be their voice. Yes, please.
Yeah, retainers aren't bad.
Yeah.
Here's 130 grand to just hang out.
Just don't be anyone else's voice. Okay.
Sideline cash.
Although,
that's when you know you feel wanted.
I know, but I remember bumping into, you know, Sean Cullen?
Yeah, of course.
I remember bumping into him. He had a hold deal at NBC. And they paid him, I think it was well documented, 100 grand or something to not do anything for anyone else. Like, we don't want anyone else to get you, but we know, we think you're right for something. We just don't know what that is. And it was kind of brutal for him because he couldn't do anything else.
Yeah. So that is weird when you feel like you're actually like, yeah, that's the when you're really the not cool sideline.
Yeah.
We're a show idea where they do it on purpose. Because that happens too. They'll be like string you along just to keep you out of the conversation, right?
Right. Well, Will Arnett's company bought the rights to Mr. D. They're going to make own version of Mr. D and then just opt it out. That'd be funny. Like David Spade as my character.
Oh, man. And they would be too.
Yeah,
it would be David Spade for sure, or that other guy from E-Talk or whatever it was. Remember the blonde guy?
Oh yeah, that mask. That's
kind of like it.
That sure. What's his name? Davis. Danis.
Yeah. He's kind of like the American You, where it's like you wonder, it's like, hey, where'd that guy go? And then you're like, oh, he's doing this now. And it's right. Always some new thing.
Right, that would be okay.
Yeah, for sure. No, for sure. I'm sure that guy's got a little pad.
I'm trying to remember. He interviewed me at a Trailer Park Boys movie opening and had a down vest on. That's all I really remember. It's like Davis Inlet. Like, it's a name like that.
Yeah. You guys didn't give each other the look up and down and go, you're a good-looking guy.
No, but I think I called him my before shot or something like that. Did you see 20 years ago the first episode of Trailer Park aired?
Ah, yeah. Nice. Wow. 20 years ago.
Crazy.
Now that's a... that's quite the space and time right there. Of a legendary show.
It is, and it's also doubly weird because now it's enjoying this whole new life with teenage boys. Like, Netflix has brought it back, or you know, people are watching it for the first time now, and that's what's bananas.
Yeah.
It's bananas that it's still relevant, that they find it funny, that it still resonates, that it's not somehow of a time, because certainly the technology has changed a lot.
Well, I think it goes right back to originally what, you know, Mike Clattenburg was trying to make. It's very raw, but it's very, like, it's got so much heart at the same time, and that's what sticks with people. They think it's funny, and they're like, "Man, this is like, it looks so shitty," and you're watching it, and you're like, it's so legitimate and perfect. What, like, you could tell what Mike was trying to do, and he nailed it, like the concept. And people fall in love fast because, in the end, it's actually a deep thought. You know, the concept of the show. It's not, it's well thought out, and actually has a, it comes from a very deep, wholesome kind of space.
I guess some of the themes are timeless, and, well, the thing that I love is they bicker and fight and squabble, but anytime external forces threaten them, they band together, and they're a family in the most complicated way. Like, those things all still totally exist, and it's not unlike when I said we were watching some of the old movies like Home Alone and stuff, or Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was a big one. I kept waiting for them to think, wait a sec, it looks so old or it's so dated, and they don't look at that at all. If it's a good story, it's a good story.
Well, also the boundaries that were created, like what was funny and what wasn't funny, like that also is what I'm talking about. You know, what happened, what wouldn't happen, what was too far, like just that stuff was well played for sure.
Yeah. Crazy.
I remember in the heyday, like when they were on, the boys and Mike were on the tour bus with us, there was kind of that guerrilla style, but old school, like what you would see with, you know, 70s kind of movies, the concept of like how Clattenburg is, like, you know, referencing Apocalypse Now for a comedy idea, just those kind of things.
Yeah, he's
definitely kind of have it stand out as it's not typical.
He's always been a student of the craft for sure. And as Mike Volpe said, has that fairy dust. So we'll do something and it's funny. And Mike would be like, let's try this one little thing. And it just takes it to impossibly funny. But people probably don't realize how dedicated he is to film, filmmaking, film history. You have to know what you're doing to make something look that bad.
Exactly. Yeah.
He really is a genius, and he also sanded off the rough edges with Girls on Bikes and Kittens and like Sweetness, and I think that was a critical component of the show's early success too.
And the vibes.
And the vibes, man.
Like, you know, to have that kind of slow music, that's like, no, that's very different. The music that the intro
and the sepia tone.
Yeah, it's almost like it's like a throw off, almost like a scent throw off of like, this is like so out there and weird. That you it kind of seems almost like thriller-esque, you know what I mean? Like creepy.
Yeah, it does.
So I'm saying, if you'd never seen the show and you see that part, you're like, what the hell was that? That's not a typical intro, especially the music.
Yeah, I left my heart in San Francisco.
Yeah. Sexy.
It's a loving tribute to that song for sure. Google that ish.
Google that ish. So, I'm ticking the days to my vaccine. And, you know, you guys, I heard that the actually Halifax is is locked down right now, right?
Yeah, it's partially. A little bit of a bone of contention because a couple people came from elsewhere and maybe they didn't self-isolate, maybe they partied, and now there's an outbreak.
Yeah, and I heard there's some masks that came from Ontario out to PEI and just like started going out shopping.
Yeah.
Like, let's get into things. Like, you can't do that, folks.
Can't be doing that. In fact, I experienced a bit of plate shaming yesterday. I had a rental vehicle with Ontario plates, and on my drive home, people were driving by and giving me the stank eye.
Yeah.
Which is
man.
So I'm actually going to print "it's a rental" to tape into the window. And I've seen people have "don't worry, I quarantined" magnets on if they have plates from somewhere else.
Oh man, it's getting that. You're one of them.
Yeah, but
right?
But it's an important reminder that you can't be smug no matter where you live. Your fortunes can change really quickly, and we just all have to get it done.
Exactly. I mean, there's a whole like people think that by following these rules, it makes you. I've been called a sheep a bunch of times. By people because I've said to, you know, wear a mask. And, like, it's the people that say there's something, you know, they have an issue, period, with rules at all, these people. These rules are, like, scientific rules to save lives, period. That's it.
Yeah.
And right now, I mean, in the Toronto hospitals, like, ICUs are rammed.
Yeah,
and people are dying every single day. Pregnant women that should have been able to get vaccinated right away are, I think it's like there's like a between 20 and 25% of ICUs are pregnant women. Something ridiculous to that stat. Like,
well, vaccine hesitancy.
It's a terrifying.
Vaccine hesitancy, I know because I have some friends in the Department of Health, is a real issue. And it just bums me out a little bit because people either think it doesn't apply to them or just because they don't have a family member who has it, they don't need it. Like, in one sentence, the sooner we're all vaccinated, the sooner life will go back to normal.
Yeah, but the people that are having problems with that are starting to grind the gears because, like, if you have 50% or 40% that are just not going to get vaccinated, that doesn't help anything.
Right.
That just kind of continues this wave. And the vaccines apparently only last 6 months, so you'll have to get boosters. That'll be the next thing. And then, it'll just kind of, the waves will always get back to the vulnerable, people that are in a situation that can't get this, can't survive COVID. And especially when the variants are getting stronger and mutating, that's just, you have to put your foot down.
No kidding, bud.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's that with that. We'll be vaccinated soon. And eventually, I've been hearing shows are kind of, everybody's like, okay, forget 2021 summer, like it's done, fall. But they're 2022 starting to solidify in a real manner.
Well, that's
live
good
entertainment.
That's good. I know that some of my corporates are actually hashtag pivoting to live again, and I can't. Borders not open. I just can't. But surely by 2022, we'll be face to face with the bots again.
There's a lot of weird states that are like open for business when they shouldn't be. You know, but a lot. Blue.
Woo.
Woo. Bless you, bud.
Excuse me, bud. I know Vegas is opening June 1st, and I can't wait to not go to Vegas June 1st. 100% capacity. Woof.
There'll be, I guess they're, because a lot more people have been vaccinated in America. I know that.
Yeah, Crunch Crunch guy. I can't wait to get back there.
Crunch Crunch is back on the flight status,
back on the
numbers
scene.
Back
he doesn't
up.
Care.
Are you still here? Do you still live in this city?
Oh.
Hank, making the phone calls.
Hey, Rochelle, hello? I'm coming to town. It's been a hot minute.
Are you still there? You know, I hate email. I don't use email. You know, I like to hear your voice.
Page me. Good chatting, bud.
Tick-tack, tick-tacks. Good chatting, bud.